Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Red Hood and Johnny. Tonight's affiliate is AdamandEveToys.com, which they use Melon10 at checkout, which is valid through July 1st and is valid until September 1st. And now we have our first topic, which will leave you guys saying what the fuck is going on, especially when it deals with New York and some sad situations.
Well, I mean, one sad situation in general, it's not all developers, but one developer in general has been given the go-ahead to establish a separate corridor. What this means is that developers of a 30-city small tower in Manhattan's wealthy Upper West Side were given a tax break by the city after selling plans to deliver 55 more affordable flats as part of the project. Those living in cheaper apartments will look over the street, will enter and exit properly via a separate entrance from tenants on the other 209 other units who will enjoy views of the Hudson River. Designed by the building firm Textel, the socially divided building at 40 Riverside Boulevard has been criticized by many in the city who call it a form of housing apartheid. The separate entrance was immediately nicknamed the Paul Door,
which in all reality, that's discrimination.
Exactly.
It's discrimination, and it's probably the worst. It's the worst thing I have seen, you know, because of the fact that, due to the fact that, some of us might be low income, but that doesn't mean that we should get, separate preferential treatment.
Right.
You know, it harkens back to the thing of slavery. You know,
or
we all know what slavery
there was
is.
Or we could also go, as it goes back to discrimination against blacks and whites.
No, racism. I mean,
yes. There was white doors.
What ism?
Racism.
Racism. Well,
yes,
racism could be anything, couldn't it?
No, it could be against any race, religion, creed. Anyone who may be different from the group in question. Which means...
Well, I mean, the group in question is a corporation.
It's people of low income. It could be people who have disabilities down to people who may have medical conditions. People are just starting out with trying to gain access to housing. So someone's going to want to begrudge someone who's just getting on their feet. There's no one out of jobs are. It makes things difficult to find a really good job where you can get in a really nice apartment.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, I feel, you know, many people have argued against it because it doesn't really matter. It's a stupid thing. I mean, like, unless you want a lynch mob at your gates, put this door on.
Yeah.
You know, see what it does. See how you fare. You know? See how you fare and see how absurd it is. You know, how do you how does one do that?
And these are people that you that they're wanting to not be discriminated.
No, of course. They're wanting to they're wanting to make a they're wanting to make a thing where, you know, low-income housing is justified. You know what I mean? I don't see the point. Do you?
I don't see it. I look at it as,
I mean, is it like going back to Oliver Twist's side and saying, please sir, can you let me enter with the wealthy people?
It's like you,
instead of please sir, can I have some more?
Right, like could we be treated like everyday people?
I don't think that
that's lynch mob central. That's like you're doing this. Let's get that lynch mob out.
I mean, it's almost like get the lynch mob out and then go, oh, wait a second. I was wrong. And then be very, 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 it's like, I mean, everybody in, like, my building, from the superintendent down to the residents, we all enter. There's a service entrance, and then there's the actual regular entrance. Right?
Right.
But the service entrance is part of the building. And it's not
right.
It's not as bad as people think. You know? We
right.
residents enter through the service entrance all the time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I think is that it's similar. They're trying to make it so that pretty much the scope of it, right, is the same way that they treat the custodial people and the doormen, right? It's the same way they treat low-income residents, which I find actually troubling.
That's sad.
It's sad that this day and age, we have this.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to bring it back. Because last time I checked, you know, we on this program, we all have disabilities, and if we had, if we had this in our grasp, we would call the ADA thing. As a matter of fact, later in the show, we actually have an article that Bob Dole, Senator Bob Dole, stomped out, but shall returns by Senate by pushing disabilities treaty. But that's later in the show.
Yes.
Nice little
however,
tease.
What?
That's what we call a tease.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I mean, tease is, it's, the example is pretty bad. I mean, it's bad in terms of like that. It's like having two entrances, and saying, "Oh yes, you put one up.
It's,
oh yeah, you can use the service entrance." Come on.
It's like you're fucking. It's like this is ADA lawsuits all over it. If they have disabilities.
Well, it's ADA lawsuit. If they have disabilities, yeah, it's ADA lawsuit. And it's not fair. It's not fair in the fact that it's a public place. You know, but that would
Which
be only
means...
one law. You would have to actually say, you know, this thing actually might not get passed because of the fact that people are actively going after this, you know, and saying, no,
right.
This is wrong.
And it's been discussed on The View, seen it.
Really?
Yes, really.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Would never...
But it is one of those things that I
look at it as a class is a class is a class. Class is just a level where you're at in life. It doesn't make you, nor does it break you. When discrimination
It can.
However, depending on if those who speak up about it and go against this four-door or any other area like this, that's when I say, when could you say enough? And say, let people live, and not use shit against them.
Well, I don't think it has to do with shit against them. I think it has more to do with developers being very stupid.
Yeah. But then once you have to think of everyone who is involved with disability rights and
yes and no. I mean,
yeah, if there's people with disabilities, if there's people with disabilities, yeah, betcha there's going to be issues there.
Yes and no. I mean, the thing is that when you I think when you have anything, you know, like this, I think when you have anything like this, I think the proper thing is to fight it.
Yeah.
But you have to fight it with the right things.
Right.
You know, rather than just say, oh, that's wrong. Because say, oh, that's wrong, doesn't really add anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it would be almost like, yes, we're going to then put a doggy door for anyone who's of that nature. That would be terrible, which...
Or a cat door.
That would be... Yeah. Or any door that can be known as not only really to just be bad all around.
Well, it's bad all around, yes. But I think that we'll have to see exactly what happens.
I agree.
Yeah. Since it has to be a way, there has to be, somebody is going to say, no, this is not going to be, and that somebody is probably going to get sued.
Oh, yeah.
I think what happened in proceeding, though I wasn't the median, I don't know, but I'm only speculating that somebody said, oh, put him in the portal as a joke, and then some maniacal genius developer said, oh, we should take this seriously.
And either way, it's terrible. You look at anything, a portal, a poor fucking door, I will look at that and say, are you looking to be sued for multi-millions?
Well,
especially if there's people
They would get those people, yes. But the people suing them would not win. And there's one reason why they wouldn't win. There's one reason why they wouldn't win. They wouldn't win.
And?
The reason is that if they're not disabled,
if there are people who are disabled there, do you really think they're going to stand for it?
No, but they might be like the developers might say, oh, well, we did this for all intents and purposes, and then it'll fall to the court's decision. You know.
It still doesn't make what it happened right, clearly.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
It wouldn't justify it either. What it would do is make the developer seem like he's
an idiot. Yeah.
And also, it's discrimination, housing discrimination, which there are organizations who are all for that. So, as much as this is a topic that is very touchy,
it's touchy. Yeah.
For people to have disabilities or being discriminated because of race, gender, creed, how much money they make, probably not past this. That's like if they would go, someone would say, we're going to kick out all those who are white and let, or do it where it's a reverse racism down to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yet if it's all like, oh, we kill all the black people, then it'd be a huge brouhaha.
Well, the double standard. It's a double standard. We have to get on. We have to push on.
By the way, I'm not a racist.
No, we're not. Clearly we're not saying that. But, there are things, you know, out there. Of course, the disability rights and
housing discrimination rights, which means
you can't discriminate
who purchases or rents a home. There's groups out there like HUD, which deals with housing for anyone.
It deals with housing in probably the poor sections of New York City. Or the ones that are really good, but where they can afford.
Yeah.
You know, what these people can afford. And other
but
things.
Then they have the reasonably priced prices, which means HUD would get involved. Which means where they might have Section 8 in there. What would happen? No, HUD would be in there because I believe reports have came out that it also deals with Section 8 from what that was coming in.
Yeah, HUD does come into it because if it's reasonably priced housing, that means HUD's involved, which means discrimination of any sort would be is ill-advised.
No, I get that. But Section 8 housing usually means in a block. You know, in the city, housing estate.
That's what that means.
Sometimes it's apartment
complexes too. But there's also can be different other housing as well. Because reasonably priced housing can mean those who are people with disabilities, people who are just getting their feet on the ground too. So which means we have people of all kinds of listening to the show. We can't just be one.
No,
focus on one group.
Exactly. You know, but we have other news to get to.
Do it.
Including one very famous show called The Simpsons and their administering of the killing of Krusty the Clown.
No, alleged killing.
What?
It's more of allegedly killing.
Allegedly killing Krusty the Clown.
That's the rumor.
What's a rumor?
Or any other character that might be at the wielding of the writer's pen.
Yeah.
Or Mac. Or
well, it's either a Mac or a pen.
And bring it back to episodes later, Family Guy.
Well, yeah, if the fans call for it enough and say, I'm going to kill you off, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then, possibly. Possibly. But
if like Krusty the Clown is allegedly may take his final bow. So to speak.
Well, his final bow, yeah.
Which means what will be next? Are they going to kill off Lisa or Marge? Art? I would hope not.
I don't know.
No!
Exactly.
No!
No!
But. If they killed off any of the main characters, right? If they killed off any of the main characters, then point would be it would be one of those things where one of the things I think that would be appalling, and they would lose everybody. I think they would lose fans.
Oh yeah. Hell yes. I'm going to kill off one of the characters that mean that has to be up.
Really?
Well, I mean, let's think about it. If they're taking out Crush the Clown, right? Then they're going to take out Sideshow Bob. And that's it. Or they might take out more.
Right.
Because if I were a writer for The Simpsons, that's the way I would do it.
Makes sense.
That's the way I would do it. That's the way I would do it. But we have to press on.
Yes. Yes.
In the news as well. Let's see. Motorola and the digital tattoo. Anybody?
I said, go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm not going to take this one. Somebody else has to take this one.
No, you take one for the team. My name's you read.
And how come those? They last for 5 days. Yeah, they last for 5 days. That's it.
So you buy something that lasts for 5 days. Why don't you could spend $75.
Like $73 a year.
$75.
$73 a year. I think it comes with a pack of 10. They cost like $1 each.
Okay.
I'd rather waste those hours putting the password in.
Okay, I would want...
I'm very confused by this. Why? I'm very confused by it. Can somebody clarify...
Johnny, please.
Somebody clarify what this is.
Clarify, please.
So apparently it's like a tattoo where you just, it looks like a little NFC chip and you wave it across your arm and it unlocks your phone.
How?
Cool as that may be, I'm not one for it. I mean, why would I want to do that to myself and to my skin?
I myself.
Isn't that similar to what they did to branding? What they do with cows?
No, they would burn your skin. They would burn the cows.
I was wrong. It's actually $10 for packs of 10.
Really, Matt?
Get $10 for a pack of 10 tattoos.
Wow. Okay. For $10, I could not only I could get bulletproof.
I'm sorry.
For $10 a year, that could go towards quite a bit of things, especially with women. Especially how I like my makeup, and that could go a long way.
Well, let's just generally, shall we?
What if they like waving your phone across your arm to unlock your phone?
God,
that's like saying, "Let me get a condom and put it on and wave it across my dick."
Yeah, condoms aren't supposed to be like that.
Yes, but you get the point.
It would be almost like if someone said, "I'm going to take
whatever, take a nice cup of, we're going to go to a, somewhere which has, it would almost, it's like, okay, I could get if they're, if they have something, if they have different things that you can do with it, all fine and freaking dandy. But if it's only, but if it's only for getting to unlock your phone,
and this really? this thing ain't small here. It's like looks gigantic.
So it would be a growth on your arm. Nice.
Yeah.
A growth on your arm.
It kind of looks like something you'd use to quit cigarettes with.
Oh, even better. It's like, well, are you trying?
It looks like a nicotine patch. That size.
It does. It does look like a nicotine patch.
Yeah.
Looks like a very huge nicotine patch.
Then again, I did laugh about the iPad. Boy, am I wrong now.
I mean, it's one thing to have a digital thing, right? It's quite another to have it where it's
looks like a growth.
It looks like a growth, exactly. What's that growth? Oh my god, it's syphilis. No. You know, sorts of things.
Right. It's like you're having a growth on your fucking arm. Wow.
But why? You know. Why does
like,
that make any sense?
It doesn't, clearly. But I'm sure that those who love those types of things, they would be like, I'm going to get something that makes my hand look like it has growth on it. Just open my fucking phone. And I want
and just be annoying as well.
Yeah. Like, what are you... I could just imagine parents being like, darling, what are you doing with your hand?
Oh, well, darling, I'm trying to dial somebody's phone. Give me that. Well, I can't turn it on. Well, how can you turn it on? I need to puncture my skin.
Yeah. Not smart.
I'm not going to... Wait a second, darling. I have to punch your skin. Yeah, you have to punch my skin. And I'm going to dial my phone. Yeah. Oh, my God. Come on.
It's like, no, thank you.
I mean...
No. It'd be like, no, thank you. Let's calm it down. And say, what more? What can we do? What's the best way of, without making...
What is the best way of doing it?
Making them feel like, yes, I have a growth. I have a growth. Then.
I have a growth on my arm. And just come on. But then... And we were talking about this earlier. New York Times, Bob Dole, stayed on this interview. Well, former Senator Bob Dole, as of today, returned on Wednesday to the institution that once led his posture in a more slumped, less study, but his wit still sharp. Surrounded by bipartisan groups of lawmakers, Mr. Dole the former majority of it in the House, whose heroism in World War II left him disabled, also became his political identity, and implored the Senate to act swiftly to ratify a treaty that would provide greater protection for disabled people all over the world.
Yes.
Sweet. As a Republican, he says, I don't want to see a headline saying Republicans vote against disabled Americans and disabled veterans. Mr. Till told the room, for women and men from the armed services, many of them like him, in wheelchairs. The second time that Mr. Dole, the Republican presidential nominee in 1996, who turned 91 on Tuesday, congratulations and happy birthday, Mr. Dole, had come up to Capitol Hill to plead with his fellow Republicans to not reject the treaty, to call the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, and they did so in late 2013. However, when 38 Republicans voted against it, claiming the treaty would give too much power to the United Nations at the expense of the state laws of governing accommodations and protection for the disabled.
Well, that needs to happen.
Let's back up here. We will have a link to this on our website in the show notes. It will be posted on our website, and we'll take care of this.
It will be posted within the like pages.
On the like pages, but it is a preamble. There's a whole preamble to it that goes to the letter Y, and the purpose of it, and the definitions, and everything you want to know about raising awareness up to accessibility, right to life, situations at humanitarian risks, access to justice. Liberty to security with a person, freedom from torture or cruelty, and punishment, freedom from exploitation and violence and abuse, freedom, there's just so many, personal respect to privacy, respect to the home and the family, respect to education, respect to health, rehabilitation, work and employment, that's a particular one. I mean, there's just so many.
Yes.
But anyway, the thing is that Mr. Dole, who I totally believe is doing the right thing.
I agree.
Mr. McCain, who introduced former Senator Dole, said, our beloved Bob Dole pledged to continue to gather votes, treaties that require 67 votes for the ratification instead of the usual 60 to break the filibuster in the Senate. Then he says, I promise you, Bob, we will never ever quit until we see this treaty passed by the United States Senate.
Good.
Well, what's incredible about this is that, you know, if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you read the thing, it's a whole entire document of everything. Now, you know, we here at AMC Press should create go on to a survey site and start our own survey for this to actually happen. And I bet you we would get a lot of people and turn it over. And I think that should happen. Now, for the final PV results, we turn to England. We turn to the whole Daily Mail, where a person is going to jail for killing
after a parrot scared a dog to death. Except we have somebody here who, Allison, do you want to take this?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So, before we get into what we're going to do for the next 5 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes, and this will continue next Monday, Allison, why don't you explain this?
Okay, hold one moment.
Okay, this person was started pet sitting from, which most people do to make money. There's certain laws you have to follow, like you can't abuse animals. They have to be within certain areas. You have to maintain noise ordinances. And, yeah, this person clearly did not follow that. Point in which, and when it comes down to this person's, comes down to, say, person and whatever is going on and what he has done, most people question him by saying, why did you do this? But let's think about this mindset. Since he went back to jail I wonder what my thing is. I wonder what he was thinking at this time, since he not only killed the parakeet, but killed the dog as well.
I didn't do that. If I killed the parakeet and the dog was scared of the parakeet. I mean, I'm just defending my position.
So you think it's justified to kill a poor defenseless animal?
Well, Monty Python did it and got famous off of it.
Monty Python, my left breast.
You've never heard of this?
No, I have.
Oh, you have heard of the parrot coach then?
Yes, I have. Which you're clearly, you need, clearly, you must be delusional.
Well, my wife was the one who was laying on the ground.
Yeah, but it should never happen that way. Poor defenseless creature.
Yes, but we didn't have time to rush down to the pet store.
It's like it's someone's pet that you killed, which means dead and doornail.
I didn't kill any pets. I mean,
why don't you go and tell that to Bubba? Because I'm sure that they have a nice place for those who deal with unlawful killings of animals and animal cruelty.
Actually, they don't, but they'll just throw me in the hole.
So,
with my
You reap what you sow.
But I didn't do anything.
Nice.
I didn't.
I said you're bullish.
I mean, come on. If you had a pet, don't tell me you wouldn't get the cyanide.
Why don't you have a bit? Have a bit.
What are you suggesting?
You reap what you sow, and once you reap what you sow, you get what you when you reap, you get what you're what's coming to you.
Yes, but that's not as interesting as having a relationship where my wife calls me drinks.
I call bullock yet again. Johnny, would you like to jump on in? Johnny, why don't you jump on in?
I don't know the difference.
It's,
what are you joking about?
It's like the... Wait, they kill the parrot and the dog?
Yes. No. I didn't kill any parrots or any dogs. I'm an animal rights activist. Of course, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I call bullocks.
It's bullocks, by the way, but that's not the point. The point is, I didn't kill any fucking dogs. Or parrots. I might have killed a cat once, but that was my mistake. They're furball.
It still means same thing.
You jumped into a lake.
No buts, buddy.
I'm not your buddy. But anyway, they haven't mashed anything up yet.
you want to take a while? So you're basically betting that they haven't. And they probably have.
I went down to the betting facility, and it said cats or parrots. Oh shit! And then it said we're betting £10 on cats and parrots, and so I put down my bet.
Yeah, that's still not the best thing to do. If you get the drift.
But there was a, does it have anything to do with crime killing the cat? Yeah, it does. Yeah, it kind of does. How? 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 How ashamed. But I'm not ashamed. I have nothing to be ashamed of.
So you would rather... That just means you get to visit Bubba.
Who is Bubba and what does he have? What does he want? You?
Nope, drop the cell.
All I did.
Don't drop the soap.
don't drop the soap.
That is no soapy bleeding fucker. Anyway.
No, there will be soap involved in prison. Yes.
I was going to prison. Wait a second. You said I was... Hold on. wait, why am I going to the big house? I've not done anything.
Yeah, you kind of did.
What did I do? I'm trying
killed,
to figure out what I did.
Killed Perry, killed Doug. Yeah, it says jail sentence. Meaning bubbies are going to be at your door? The bubbies?
The
bubbies?
The policemen?
Yeah.
These are going... What are they going to be at my door? What will I do?
You killed the doggy and parrot, which means... means big house.
I was only... Wait a second. My wife was only looking after them for the weekend.
Still your fault, buddy.
It's not... wait a second. I'm trying to think.
Think harder, damn it.
I can't think harder. I've taken 3 clonopin.
Oh, there you go. You screwed yourself.
And now the effects are just hitting me.
Yeah.
I mean, if it were you, right, and you were faced with supposedly killing, running a pet sitting business, what would you do?
Follow the rules and not hurt any animals? Like, you clearly didn't.
I didn't know there were any rules.
Yeah, there's always rules.
It's night over here. It's the middle of the morning over here. I mean, why the hell did you get me up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Because in the big house... Rules kind of matter.
What big house? I don't understand.
Jail?
What is jail? What is prison? What else are you talking about?
Prison is the place where you're going to be if you're not
prison
careful.
Prison isn't... Prison? There isn't such a thing as prison in England. What are you talking about?
Prison, meaning place where people go when they commit crime. And we're on almost out of time, which means we gotta go. Which
wait
means
a second,
we'll
wait a second. We, who? Who's we?
Who's we?
Yes, who's we? Who is it? You and him?
No, you as well.
No,
going to
I'm
big
not.
House.
Well,
myself and I.
Well, yeah, right. No.
Bye.